Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband. Nah, them votes are rigged, Chris Ramsey.
The votes are rigged. The people are enjoying my dancing. The people are enjoying it. Hey, tell you what, let's get ready to rumble. I was buzzing with that.
It was bloody brilliant.
That's
well
my high
done.
Moment. I'll leave whenever now. I don't even care if I get kicked out.
You've had your moment, haven't you?
I've had it. I've had the moment. I've had, hey, guess what? That wasn't, hey, all the judges went, hey, for once, Chris, that wasn't shit.
Hey, hang on, these paddles do work.
Oh, look, there are numbers bigger than 5 on these suckers.
Oh, was that the highest you'd ever had? 5?
No, I think I'd had a 7 before, or a 6 maybe, but I'd never had a 9, 2 8s and another 9.
Lovely jubbly that, like.
Boozers, woozers.
Well done.
Yes, yes. This is episode
39. 39. Bitches.
Guys, honestly, thank you so much for listening still. We still can't believe it. We're sitting in the kitchen doing it. Do you know what, Rosie? Do you know what I was thinking just as we started this podcast?
What were you thinking?
How many other, and I'm not bragging here, but how many other of the top podcasters in the UK, because let's be honest, we are, right? It's up there.
Are we one of them?
Easily, right? How many other of them start their podcast and sit down at the table and do what I've just done, which is had to take some cold broccoli off their foot
that
their toddler had just dropped previously before putting to bed.
A little present.
There's literally cold broccoli on me heel, on my foot, and I've just scraped it off.
Vitamin C?
For me heel.
It'll go through the heel. And it'll end up on your liver somehow.
You're definitely not a doctor.
So you're welcome.
Why is it going on my liver? Why is it going through my heel and end up on my liver?
Doesn't broccoli, isn't it good for your liver?
Good God, I don't know now. It's annoying because it's one of them stupid things.
Oh, see, you don't know though.
Because it's one of them stupid things that you say, and then sometimes I'll get an annoying tweet going, actually, broccoli is the, they call it the liver veg in my house.
Well, I think it is. Yeah.
God.
I remember weird things though.
We need that guy. So Joe Rogan's got a guy where he goes, Jamie, can you pull that up? And Jamie just literally within seconds, Jamie's checked whatever they're talking about on Google.
I bet
and
Jamie costs quite a lot of money.
He probably does actually. Hey, if you're out there and you want to be a Jamie, do you want to be? Do you?
I don't.
Do you
I get emails.
Do
you know the emails have gone up?
Right.
From 5,000 or 6,000 to 8,500.
Wow.
I can't get through them quick enough.
Wow.
I can't get through them. But you know what upsets us?
What?
It upsets me that I know inside them 8,000 emails is going to be some absolute gems.
Pearlers.
And they're just waiting there.
Pearlers
waiting
in there.
For it to get to them. And I will get to them, but like for right now, I haven't got time.
Oh, why don't you try searching keywords?
You said this, but I did that. And it was just rubbish.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I thought that searching keep me anonymous. The phrase keep me anonymous might get some juicy little emails.
Chris. The one last week about the bloke with the wee in the mouth, he put his name on the bottom, man. How are you, man? Don't be ridiculous.
There's no shame anymore.
The worst ones are the ones who keep the names on.
Brilliant. Happy days. All right, then. Guys, it's episode 39. Obviously, thank you so much for listening. Now, before we continue, a word from this week's lucrative sponsor.
No money has passed our lips.
Shush. This week's sponsor is donuts. Hey. Right. Hey, do you want a cake, but you don't want to have to cut the cake? Do you want a cake that's perfect size in your hand and have a little bite like it's an apple, like a fruit cake, but there's no fruit in it? Donuts.
I hate fruit cake.
Hey, donuts were invented in ancient Rome when a sweet chocolate salted bun, a Caesar, put his penis through it and made a hole, and the donuts were invented.
Is that a true story?
Yes.
Is it actually?
No.
Oh.
But the donuts with stuff inside them were invented in ancient Rome when a Caesar put his willy in one but didn't go all the way through and he ejaculated into the donut and the stuff was inside.
Oh, what? Seriously?
No.
Was
that was
he
also
on
lie.
His period?
I just had a donut a day and I was like, oh, fucking donuts are unreal, aren't they?
I do love a donut.
They are unreal.
How are we carry on with your lucrative sponsor?
That's it, really.
Is that it? Oh,
I'll be honest with you. Wow. I'm knackered off dancing. I've just put the bae into bed. I dozed off when I was putting them to bed. I'm back down here. I'm having a wine. The sponsor... Rosie, I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And this might come as a shock.
What?
None of these have been real sponsors, you know. No, please, don't fall out with us. There's been actually no money from these. None of them are real sponsors. I'm just making them up.
Is this some sort of sick joke? Is this...
Honestly, you better take that big gold hat back that you bought.
How tired are you?
I'm so tired. I'm fucking delirious.
Everyone keeps going to me at the minute. They're like, is he loving it? He's loving it, isn't he? And I'm like, he's loving it, but he's fucking shattered.
I'm so tired. Do you know, if we talked about this on the podcast, my alarm went off the other day and I just burst into tears. Yeah. I just started crying. My alarm went off and I just turned it off and then I just started crying.
Well, because
I'm so tired.
No disrespect. I mean, Strictly is very tiring and it's like full on. But you haven't had like a proper job for years.
No. I've never had to get up early this much since, you know, and then also I've never done this much physical exercise in my entire life.
And it's mental, and it's hurts. Mental as well, because you're what's it called, mental exercise? Like,
yeah, it's mentally strenuous.
You were learning a new routine.
Oh, heavens. I am enjoying it. It's just, goodness me. When it comes to 8 o'clock at night and you go, let's do a podcast, you're like, oh, fuck this.
Excuse me. Don't you dare. You dare be slacking on my job, right? This is my job.
How much of a failure are you that your job requires 50% of me as well?
Oh, you fucking kidding me. Seriously, do you want to go there?
Buy donuts.
Here's the jingle. Hope that Roman's willy's all right.
Apparently got a lot of sugar in it.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Spicy. Better than Skittles.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle!
Hello, welcome back. Here we are. We've missed you so much since last week. Just want to do a quick announcement to everyone who's asking for two podcasts a week. No.
Oh, God, no.
Sorry, I'm no.
Oh, so like a hard no from both of us.
But do you know what as well? We're so stubborn that we won't miss a week.
Yeah.
We're not getting paid at home, but we're just like, we will not miss a week.
The amount of times, like with everything at the minute, the amount of times do you not want to just skip a week? Do you want to just have a week off? I'm like, no. I refuse. Because if we drop out of that top 10 on iTunes or out of that top 3 on Spotify, I'll be inconsolable.
That's the only reason you're doing it.
That's the only reason I'm doing it. Because I've never been top of anything before, ever.
I have, loads of times.
Oh, well, good for you. Hope you enjoyed it.
Nah, not all the time.
What have you been up to?
Got my hair done today.
Wow.
And my hairdresser, love that a bit, she put a picture on the online of like before and after.
Right.
Just made us realise how disgusting my hair was. And just the fact that I nearly didn't get it done today. She put the picture on and I was like, holy shit. looked wow. awful.
So you actually thought it was okay until
I might be able to get away with this for a couple of more weeks. I knew it was bad. Robin was like, Mummy, your hair's black. And my roots were horrific.
He was actually saying that?
Oh, yeah. The other day, like a monkey.
Bugger, innit?
Oh, like a monkey came up to us and he was like, Mummy, why is your hair black? I was like, oh, yeah. And so I went, but I thought, oh, because we've been so busy, but I went. And then she did the before after, so it was from behind. You couldn't see my face. But like she opened the parting and took a picture. It was shocking. And then she did the new one, which looked amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm happy now, but obviously I was mortified.
So you had your hair done today?
Yes, I have had my hair done.
When you're going back to get it finished? Boom! Oh, year 9 banter.
That was year 9 banter. It's third year comp for anyone who doesn't know.
Comprehensive for everyone, yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Real Housewives still.
Oh, God, man, why?
Well, there was a really heated debate the other day about public and private schools, which I found really interesting.
Jesus.
One of them got upset because the other one asked what school her children go to. So she got upset. What? So that was fun.
She got upset because she didn't know?
She got upset because she asked.
Why?
Because I think our kids didn't go to private school.
Right.
And she was like embarrassed about it, and I wanted to throw the telly off the wall.
What a hard life they must have.
But
good God.
Still love it.
God, honestly.
What you other than Strictly,
I'm
what are
still
you
watching. I'm still watching Prison Break. I'll be honest with you. It's fucking stupid.
Mm.
It's stupid. Like it's people just turn up at moments of like someone's always about to die and someone you haven't seen for like three scenes just turns up and saves them. I literally was watching it the other day on the train and I loudly said, this is fucking shit.
So would I not like it?
I don't know, because I still like it.
Oh, nah.
It's stupid, but I do really like it. It's like a magazine rather than a book. Does that make sense? It's like, okay. I don't know, it's sort of really accessible and I just stick it on and I'm telling you, there's a cliffhanger every fucking minute. Like, it's just like, dun, dun, dun. And then it like comes on again. It's like, and then like whenever something happens, like they'll I don't know, like the guy will look at the camera and he'll go like, something like, I don't know, for example, like the tunnel's blocked. They've changed the pipe. There's no way out. And then the camera sort of looks at his face and he kind of look just past the camera. And the music was like dun dun dun, and the camera like zooms into his face, and then like goes through like an animation of like prison corridors. It's honestly, it's bollocks, but it's really good.
Awful.
It's great. It's great. Yesterday, Monday, sorry, I managed to get a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Karen didn't come up with train, so I got a day off and I went with Robin and Uncle Carl Hutchinson, to the climbing wall in the Metro Centre. And I have told you this. So I take Carl with us, obviously because Carl's Robin's godfather, mm-hmm. and he loves Robin, and they play together great. Got to the climbing wall.
You make him sound like a Rosie, 5-year-old.
He is a fucking 5-year-old. Got to the climbing wall, didn't see him.
What do you mean?
Carl was just up all the walls. He come back sweating. And I was just with Robin on my own. And Robin was like just playing on a few little things. And I was taking him up and down some walls. And normally I thought, like when I go with you, you watch Robin for a bit and I can have a little climb.
No.
I don't know why I put the harness on. I don't know why I bothered. Carl, like a big fucking daft Labrador, running up and down them, right? Just flying up and down them. He came back. He was so sick. He had sweat patches on his knees.
No.
Through cream chinos, his knees were sweating.
Hang on. He wore cream chinos to go to a climbing wall.
Yeah, I wore black chinos.
You wore chinos to go to a climbing
right.
wall.
Right, now you're looking at us like that. Rosie, you were there when I phoned him and told him not to wear his tracksuit pants because he dresses like he's just robbed a charity shop. I literally had to phone. Whenever I go anywhere with Carl Hutchinson, it happened a few years ago on tour. When we're on tour, I had to say to him, look, we're going to service stations. We're going to sort of restaurants and stuff while we're on tour. You can't just wear massive, big, ripped, disgusting tracksuit pants with stains all over them. It looks like he's took them off dead body.
Because I've seen Carl, I don't know if we've ever mentioned this.
Really?
I've seen Carl.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
I've seen Carl in tracksuit pants, a t-shirt, and then a dressed coat.
Yeah.
And carrying his wallet in a carrier bag.
Yeah. Yeah. I have. Yeah. He's honestly the worst dressed man I've ever met. I know exactly what you're talking. So he used to have one of them geek Paddington Bear coats, didn't he?
Like a beige one.
With a little toggles on the front things, yeah. So he had a Paddington Bear coat with a t-shirt, monkey tracksuit pants. I'm sure he had dress shoes on that day as well, you know.
Probably, because he looked, I remember thinking, you look horrendous.
And he had a carrier bag with his
his wallet and his phone in.
Yeah, look, he was just going out to shout at buses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Michael Pratt, another friend of ours, back in the day, whenever I used to pop out in the car when he first passed his test, mm-hmm. I remember I went at 24 Hour Asda with him in Bolden and he went in a t-shirt, football shorts and dress shoes and socks.
Who did, Michael Pratt? Yeah,
dress shoes, like brogues, pointy shoes sort of Oxfords, but with brogan, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
With socks and football shorts and just a fucking t-shirt or a hoodie. And I was like, why have you got dress shoes on? He was like, oh, just hide them on. I am not that person.
You're not a hoyer on, are you?
Absolutely not. If I hoist some shoes on and they happen to be the same colour as the t-shirt I'm wearing, I think, oh, I look like I've tried to fucking match myself up like a fruit pastel lolly and I'll go and change them.
See, I'm a hoyer on.
Yeah.
I've just hoyer anything on.
Yeah.
I get a bit annoyed when I drop Robin off at nursery. Not annoyed, that's the wrong word, but like, there's people who obviously have real jobs and they're ready to go at the real job and then I rock up with like a cap and a disgusting coat on and I've just barely brushed my teeth and I'm like, morning, covering my mouth like,
oh, right. So many times when I'm dropping him off at nursery, I just breathe through my nose.
I know, it's shocking.
I stand in that room breathing through my nose thinking I'm literally going to go back home and do all of the getting ready after this.
I had to wear gloves the other day because I'd done my tan.
What do you
and
mean?
I hadn't washed
it off.
Your hands. So I just looked shocking. So I had to wear a pair of gloves.
Like you've been baking a cake.
I like, couldn't get the Ben's jacket off.
Oh, that is shocking.
I know. Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Yes, Plonkast. It's a wine cast again today. Wine cast, guys.
We'll
wine cast.
Fall asleep.
Honestly, plonky plonky. Mm-hmm. We did that thing, didn't we? On Sunday, we're like, not drink until Friday.
Oh, I know. Although, is it
on
weird? Is it? I didn't until now. Like, that's quite good for me.
Right, so you didn't drink. So on Sunday, you said you weren't drinking until Friday, but now you're drinking on Wednesday.
So that's 1, 2, 3. That's 3 and a bit days.
Oh.
That's good for me.
That's not too bad.
That is good for me.
Not too bad. What's the longest you've ever gone?
Well,
what's the longest you've ever gone?
About 16 years. Touché!
Cheers, very good.
Thank you. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? Tell us your beef. Tell us your beef or I'll rob you.
You know, we've got a jingle, but we probably don't need to play it because you've just done that one. You know what it is? I'm going to make a call. We're not playing the jingle because you just made that one and it was frightening.
Thank you.
It was intimidating. It was bloody... Hey.
Thank you.
Well done.
Quick little story before the beef, because obviously it's our podcast.
Of course.
Talk about one. I went to school with a guy who got mugged, but they didn't realise he was hard and he mugged them back.
Shut up, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He got mugged in the back lane.
Is this the guy who knocked the guy out, then took him to hospital?
Probably the same one,
yeah,
I think.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two guys tried to rob. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Two guys tried to rob him. Mm-hmm. He brayed them both. He hurt one of them so badly, he actually took him to the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, play with fire.
There you go.
I love a dark horse. Did I never tell you about my Chava mate who did the coolest Chava thing I've ever seen in my life?
No.
So we're outside the Chinese takeaway at the Nook, Ocean Pearl. Big up, Brian.
Oh, Brian.
At South Shields at the Nook.
Love
and
you.
So for people who are not from South Shields, there's an area called the Nook. It's just some shops, really, and there's a very famous Chinese takeaway there with just because the guy who works behind the counter has such good crack and he'll entertain you while you're waiting for your food. He's a lovely bloke. Anyway, we were outside there years ago. I must have been 14 and mm-hmm. my mate was like 16. And we were standing and he was having, I think he was just having like noodles and whatever. It was in a silver tray.
Rice chips and curry sauce.
Probably rice chips and curry sauce in a silver tray and he's standing eating it. And this lad came up, this chav came up and he was just like, I mean, we were all little. We all wore tracksuit pants and that. Mm-hmm. So we could all be sort of the old school chaver. And this lad came up and he was like, yeah, give us a cigarette. And my mate was like, no. And he was like, give us a cigarette now. And he like started like kicking off. And my mate put the chips and curry sauce. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
He put the chips and curry sauce.
I mean, I'll be the judge of that. We'll
right.
see.
He put the chips and curry sauce on top of the bin, mm-hmm. right?
Rank.
He hit this lad, knocked him out in one punch. The lad was lying on the deck. He opened his packet of cigarettes. He put a cigarette on the lad's chest, picked up his chips and curry sauce and walked off.
No way.
It was amazing. Now, I'm not condoning violence here, and obviously don't go punching people in the street because their head can hit the floor and that can be it, but I didn't know that at the time. I was 14, and holy shit, it was the coolest. I imagined a sunset would appear for him to walk into.
Wow.
It was the cool. He left the cigarette on his chest.
Gosh.
Unbelievable.
I don't know what to think about that.
It's violent and disgraceful, but at the time I was like, oh, I'll have your kids. Marry us.
Don't think I'd have found that attractive.
Well, I wasn't finding it attractive. I just thought it was really cool. Do you know what I mean? Because people used to always ask us for money and stuff, but when I was with him, it was never a problem. It was great.
I need to find out who that is.
It's like going out with your dad.
Don't forget to tell us who that is.
I will do.
Beef? Beef bourguignon?
Beef, beef, beef. What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? Beef, beef. What's your beef? What's your beef?
Do you want to go first or me?
So my beef with you this week.
All right, okay, you go first.
I'm going to go first. My beef with you this week. And it's not something that annoys us. It's not something that particularly affects me in any way.
You're not really understanding the concept
well,
of what's your beef.
Okay, it's slightly irritating and a little bit disgusting. But I didn't realise that it was weird until you pointed it out this week.
Right.
So you pointed it out on one of your Instagram stories and I was like, yes, that is really weird and it does annoy us. You, Rosie Ramsey, when you drink out of a bottle...
Oh, no.
Yeah, when you drink out of a bottle... You do this weird thing with your tongue where your tongue kind of comes out of your mouth and creates
a little
bridge for the liquid to go over your tongue. Rather than just putting the bottle on your lips and not having to do that, you stretch your tongue out of your mouth and into the bottle and make it like a causeway.
So why does that annoy you?
It just from the side, it looks like you're necking on the bottle. It looks like you're like kissing the bottle or like trying to lick something out of the rim of the bottle.
There is an explanation for this.
Yeah, but can I just say, you put it on your Instagram, you realise you've done it, you're on the train to London, you put it on Instagram and you're like, why do I do this with me? And I've noticed it for years and it is really fucking weird. It's really, right. Really creepy.
It's to protect my lipstick.
Okay.
But I didn't notice I was doing it. I've done it subconsciously.
That makes
That's
sense.
That's how much I care about my lipstick.
That makes sense.
But is that the same? So I put the Instagram video on because I flew to London last week to watch Strictly. Oh, yeah. I flew, I downed a bottle of Ribena that I'd bought at Greg's.
I saw that.
I went through the security and got stopped and got my bag open because I'd left all my liquids in my case. So he took me hairspray, me dry shampoo, me deodorant and everything.
I downed
a bottle of Ribena. No, I had to leave them there.
You downed a bottle of Ribena, a bottle of hairspray, dry shampoo. How did you get
that? Chris, I spent 20 quid in boots because of that.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
I know.
That's how they get you.
I was livid. I was like, I've just downed a bottle of Ribena. Hey, anyway. God. I know. Stupid.
So you
stupid.
Downed the Ribena,
I totally
and
forgot.
You forgot. Oh, my God.
I just forgot.
I can't travel with just hand luggage. I have too many little portions and liquids.
It's really hard.
For a boy, I carry a lot of portions, liquids, and mixtures. I told you, Al Murray.
Hang on.
What?
Harry?
What?
Harry?
Harry what?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Thank you.
I do. I carry a wand, portions, mixtures. Yeah. A little. Oh, I'd bloody love a broomstick to fly around on.
Oh, it tells me.
Although it would mess your hair up. I've often thought about this. I think flying would be a good one. Being able to fly as a superpower or on a broom. Be a good one. But it would be fun, but it would be very impractical. Because you couldn't fly to your mate's house if it was pissing down with rain.
Well, you could, but you'd just be a bit wet.
Yeah. Like,
would
gigs
you?
Is the only one I would have teleporting, because I could just teleport to gigs.
Would you rather be able to teleport or have Bernard's watch? Bernard's watch, for any of our listeners overseas. Bernard's watch was a programme when we were younger about a little boy who had a special watch and he could stop time and do stuff and then just start, so everyone would just like stand still and then he pressed the watch again and then it was like as if he was the only one who could walk on that while it was happening.
God, I loved Bernard's watch. It really, I fantasised my whole life about having Bernard's watch, but I think I'd still probably rather teleport because again, I just put work into it.
But no, because if you have Bernard's watch, you could stop time, have a little sleep, start time again, or travel while everyone stopped.
What, walk to fucking Portsmouth?
If you want the exercise.
Did you ever see the one where he paused time and then he went to have a drink of milk and the milk wouldn't come out the bottle, so he put the straw in?
I remember this certain episode.
But he just did shit stuff with it. He had a watch that stopped time. The stupid prick just went home and got his PE kit that he forgot and crap like that.
Oh, yeah, it was shit. Oh, it was shit. I mean, I was robbing sweet shops in my imagination. I was like, why is he not robbing?
Why is he not on the rob?
What do they call it when people go mental and just steal stuff from shops?
A crime spree.
No, what's it called? Oh, it's got a certain name. It's not glamping.
It's not glamping.
Sounds like glamping. What is it, man?
Fuck me. Do you mean like
what's it called? They did it in London a few years ago.
Think of it, man.
When it
like
just
ram raiding. Like
yeah, but it just went crazy for like 2 hours.
Riots.
And it was on. No, it's got a name, Chris. What's the name?
Oh my God.
What's
people
the
are
name?
Screaming it. Stop talking.
It's,
people are screaming.
It's not,
it.
It's like glamping, but not glamping.
It's not glamping. What the fuck's glamping?
Oh shit! What's it called?
What's glamping? Why can't
I'm
going
to have to Google
word?
It? Right?
No. I'm going to get it. Don't
no,
you dare Google
not.
It.
You're not. Well, then I'll get it. Right. What? How would I describe this on Google?
Fuck me. This is glamping. Jamie, get this up. Will you?
Oh shit! We need a Jamie.
Jamie wouldn't.
Hang
know
on.
What's going on?
Shops being.
Jesus.
Stolen. What?
I'm going to leave this in. Shops being stolen.
No, shops being raided. By mobs?
Not like glamping, but not. Do you mean it sounds like glamping or it's something like glamping?
I'm going to ask me mum.
You're going to ask your mum?
Just dead quick.
Looting.
Is it?
Looting.
Hello?
Hi, mum. You okay?
Yes, are you?
Yeah, just dead quickly. Do you know a few years ago in London, when people were stealing from the shops and it was like the whole street of shops and everyone was just going crazy. What's that called?
Looting.
Looting, right. Mm. Okay, Looting. Yes, Looting. Yeah, okay. Looting.
Yes.
Okay, all right, love you.
Okay, love you, bye.
Bye. What's your favourite podcast? Mum?
What, darling?
What's your favourite podcast?
Shag My Noise.
Good, good, good answer. I love you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
How did she not question what you were doing there?
I don't know. Isn't that weird?
It's weird. Luton. Right, love you. Bye.
Love you. No, bye. No. Like, no. Do you know how many times I ring my mum?
God damn it. That is a woman who has been worn down by a daughter, Sandra, who can't use Google.
Sandra is my Google. Yeah, so Luton. Why were we talking about it?
You said if you had Bernard's watch, that's
what. Oh, I'd have gone Luton.
Fuck me. Well, that used up a bit of time. Jesus. We'll just do a dead quick podcast tonight, Chris, because you're knackered, she said. Fuck me.
So sorry.
Right, what's your beef?
My beef this week is... this has been happening since the day we met.
Oh, Jesus.
You insist on going to bed with no clothes on and then every night complaining that you're too cold. Every night. I'm freezing. Oh, have you got any clothes on? No.
I find them restricting.
Why? What clothes?
I find them restricting, yeah. I don't like them. I find them restricting. I find that when I turn over in the night, stuff gets tightened around stuff and I don't like it.
What stuff?
Sometimes stuff gets, obviously, no, don't get your head out the gutter. I'm not talking about like tiddlers and bums and that.
I was talking about your toes.
I'm talking about like when you're sometimes like under your t-shirt will get like tight under your armpit, or sometimes it gets tight around your neck and that's dangerous, right? Or sometimes like dangerous. The line of your thigh, where your thigh meets your body. Sometimes if you turn, like, your pants or your underpants, I'll get, like, tight on that and pull, and I just feel like I'm being...
Strangled.
Yeah, like, strangled on different thigh. Parts of my body, yeah.
But can you understand...
I feel like I'm being oppressed.
Can you understand how upsetting that is to somebody who shares a bed with you, that every night
you sleep fully fucking clothed? It's craziness.
I know.
You sleep in, like, long pants, socks. Last night I saw you getting into bed. You tucked your pyjama pants into your socks like you were going on your fucking bike. Saw that. You'll think I didn't see that. I spotted you.
Sexy. Everything about me so sexy.
When did you notice the magic had gone from your marriage? When my wife climbed into bed with 3 layers of clothes on and, just in case I saw a bit of skin, tucked her pants into her socks.
Why do you think I've got you watching Downton Abbey? I'm trying to take it back now, y'all. No, I get really cold in bed. But you know what? I know that I get cold. Yeah. So I put more layers on. Then in the middle of the night, I take them off. And then sometimes what happens, which is annoying, around about 4 or 5, I get cold again. So I have to put them back on.
It's fucking horrible, that. Like, that's so irritating. I'm irritated by that. Is that all the movement? Is that what you're doing? Getting up and putting clothes back on, taking clothes off?
Probably,
it's a bloody
yeah.
fashion show. Bloody midnight fashion show.
But are you not uncomfortable being cold?
No, because I warm up quickly. I'm a sweater. I sweated so much the other night, I thought I'd wet the bed. We had to turn the duvet around, didn't we? I sweated that much.
Oh, God. Are you telling everyone that? That was awful.
Yeah. We literally had...
Can you imagine me waking you up in the middle of the night going, Chris, can we turn the duvet off? I've sweated so much. You'd be like...
Honestly, it was horrible. I felt like that. You know that guy in X-Men, where in the first X-Men, where they give him the inject him with the thing... And he turns into a big puddle on the bed and just falls on the floor. I like him. It was just like a whoosh, just Mr. Water. It was so fucking horrible.
Mr. Good
Crash. And the worst bit was I was like, Rosie, can we turn the duvet over? And you're like, well, don't turn it on to me. Because I obviously...
Well, because I thought you meant, well, do I, you just well, want first, me to sweat on you? No, I'm all... You've got 3 layers on, you'll be fine.
That's what I did at first. I got my bit and I just wanted to basically fold my bit onto you and then pull your bit onto me and roll it all there. And then you were like, fold it top to bottom. So I had to like fold the top down and pull the bottom bit up.
This is so grim.
Honestly, it was crazy. Crazy sweat mount.
Do you think...
Sweat monster.
I love to think of like famous attractive people.
Yeah.
Who would you hate to think wakes up in the middle of the night and goes to the partner? Hey, we need to turn the duvet over. I've sweated so much. Who can you think?
Who would be my worst celebrity if I heard that happened to them? And I was just like gutted because I thought they were perfect.
Yeah.
Probably like Helen Mirren or someone.
Oh,
like someone really perfect.
You can't be having Helen Mirren you know what I mean? Sweating everywhere.
Or like Patrick Stewart, like the idea of Patrick Stewart, like, or Ian McKellen. Just sweating. Just like these perfect, incredible, like, knights of the realm. Just going, yeah, turn the duvet over. I'm fucking lathered.
I'm sodden. Oh, God. Do you think?
Ryan Reynolds, I would be upset if it happened to Ryan
Reynolds.
Oh,
no, I think he looks a bit sweaty.
Nah, he's a bit
but nice
perfect.
Sweaty, like tasty sweat.
Oh, you'd have his side of the duvet, would you?
Yeah, yeah,
unbelievable.
Probably.
Unbelievable. Babadoo, 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 babadoo.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
It's time for questions from the public.
Question from the public. 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 Public.
As always, you beauties, email shagmaridanoid@gmail.com. Send us your questions, your thoughts, your dreams, your hopes, your office polls. Or you could do what some people did, which is on Saturday night after Strictly, Rosie was in the VIP tent bit that you go to afterwards.
Yes.
And Rosie said a collection of ladies had came up to her and told her one of the best stories that she'd heard for the podcast. I said, amazing, what is it? Rosie said, I'm not going to tell you, I'll tell you on the podcast. So much so, I've been looking forward to this because I went to the bar later on and the three ladies in question came up for a photo. Rosie spilt a drink on herself,
yes or no?
Yes,
I did.
You spilt a drink on yourself while frantically running across the room shouting, don't tell him, I'm going to tell him on the podcast. So this has been built up, so
that
I'm buzzing
for
this.
That was nice, because that was the first time I met Kevin Clifton as well.
Yeah.
And he just saw us spill a drink on us and probably thought, what a fucking clown.
Everyone, if anyone's heard this, they know you're a clip.
Exactly.
There we go.
So yes, so met these three lovely girls. I can't for the life of us remember the names. I'm so sorry. I think one was called Bay or Bo, like Beatrice. I can't remember. Anyway, they were absolutely lovely. Lovely, lovely girls. They stopped us outside the toilet and they were like, we love the podcast. I was like, that's amazing. Thank you so much. They were like, we've got an amazing story for you. And I was like, oh, okay. Thinking.
Yeah. When someone says they've got an amazing story, it's normally a shit story.
Well, I did. I kind of thought, this might be funny and it might be not funny, but I was like, I'll hear you out.
Right.
So, one of them told me that she used to work with a lady who went to a wedding, a broad wedding, okay, it was in Portugal,
right.
Morning of the wedding, it got called off, they were all in Portugal.
And the wedding got called off?
And it got called off.
Wow, okay.
The reason it got called off is, the bride went into the honeymoon suite because she'd forgotten something. She went in there and the groom was with his mother. Can you guess what was happening?
No.
Can you guess?
I'm scared too. The bride went into
the bride walked in
the
honeymoon suite.
The night
and she
before
saw,
the wedding.
No, the morning of the wedding.
The morning of the wedding. She walked in the honeymoon suite because she forgot something.
She saw her husband-to-be and his mother
and
in
his
there.
His mother.
Doing something. But can you guess?
I can't guess.
Should I tell you?
I don't know if I want to know.
The bride walked in, found her husband-to-be, love of her life, sucking on his mother's tits.
Shut the fuck up. No way.
Apparently so.
No. Oh, but wait, One last bitty.
Do you want to hear what else?
There's more.
Not more. He was in his suit.
Why is that worse? Why is it worse? Why is it worse that he's in the suit?
He was in his suit. And then
why
apparently...
Why is it worse?
Because I went to get a bit deeper. I was like, why? What did he say? Apparently he said he does it when he's nervous.
Fucking hell, man.
Are you disgusted or shocked or amused?
I am. I feel sorry for them both.
Why?
The mom and him. The fact that they think that that's okay.
Why? Do not feel sympathy for them. Why is she letting him for one? Why is he wanting to? There's not going to be no milk in them anymore. Rosie,
I have seen you chew on a straw after you've finished a carton of Ribena, so don't you be giving it about that there's no milk in there anymore.
What do you mean?
You know, he's just after the...
He's after the chew. Oh, for God's sake, that's disgusting. No, unless there might be milk if he's done it consistently the whole time.
That is mental.
Because you keep lactating.
I can't get my head around it.
Isn't it lovely?
I don't feel sorry for them, actually. I think I'm angry at them now. I think I'm going through the seven stages
of grief.
His
poor bride-to-be had to walk in and see...
Fucking hell,
a husband-to-be sucking on his mom's boob.
That is... Oh, my God. I've gone all lightheaded.
It's horrible, isn't it?
That's incredible.
I'm glad I kept it.
I am glad you kept it, yeah. I am glad you kept it. But it's been rattling around my head knowing what that was. I've been so nervous I was sucking my mum's tit earlier on.
Shut up. Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay. I ended up reading loads of messages about one night stands.
Wow.
So there's a few here. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
Just all seem to just be about one night stands.
Okay.
And I was like, this is amazing. Have we talked about one night stands on here?
I don't know if we have. I mean, we might have skirted over it. I'm not sure.
Anyway, so here you go. It's a bit about poo as well, obviously.
Obvs.
I mean, I don't want to, you know, put people off by not talking about poo for 1 week.
Yeah, it's got to be done.
People will leave.
Yeah,
I get it. Be done. Dear Rosie and Chris, mm-hmm. After hearing the story of the girl the other week whose new boyfriend shit all over the doormat. Oh, lovely. I'm really glad you enjoyed that. great bit of... banner.
I love that picture. Sorry, I'm just saying the thing I love about this podcast and its listeners so much is that they listen to it and they hear a horrific story about someone shitting and they go, that reminds me, I must get in touch with them with a correspondence relating directly to that tale.
I've got a great story relating to this. Okay, so I wanted to share a shagging and shitting story that made me question humanity.
Happy days.
But buckle up. Buckle up for a tale of sex, lies, and shit.
I've got one for you after this. I've just remembered one someone told me.
See? It sparks. Yeah. It sparks the imagination of millions.
Yeah.
So I started dating my boyfriend a year ago. And a few weeks later, when I was about to meet his friends for the first time, he sat me down and said he needed to tell me something because he didn't want his friends breaking it to me.
Oh,
I was
God.
Terrified.
Oh, God.
I sat stock still whilst he told me the following. When he was younger, he DJed in the local club, The Zodiac.
The Zodiac! Fuck off.
Why do they name these clubs so shit?
Oh, God, The Zodiac.
Why is
that? I don't know why, it just sounds so shit.
Horrible.
Oh, God.
Okay, so he DJed in the local club, The Zodiac.
Fantastic.
He often took one lady or another home with him at the end of the evening. One night, he met a girl and took her home via the kebab shop.
Classy.
They were both leather drunk. They banged and passed out. Banged means sexual activity for those of us of a higher calibre.
Of course. Intercourse.
sexual intercourse. Or, as we like to call it on this podcast,
booking.
Booking.
Yeah.
Lying back to back, they booked,
passed
out, lying back to back against each other. Later, he woke himself up with what he thought was a fart, but what in fact turned out to be the kebab reincarnated and coming out of the other end of it as an almighty flourish of shit.
Oh, no.
Being as they were, lying back to back, gravity and ground force did its work, and the shit was all over his one night stand.
Oh, no.
He led there for a bit, horrified and wondering what his next move should be, when fate took control. At that moment, she farted and woke herself up.
Shut the fuck up.
Swear to God.
No way.
Feeling the wet, warm shit all over her, she immediately jumped to the conclusion that it was hers and that she had shit herself.
Fantastic. What? Hey. This is the luckiest man in the world.
Well, singing a get out of the shitty bed free card, my boyfriend went along with her theory, jumping out of bed in an act of shock and disgust.
What a man. Heavens above. He's going to hell for this. He is going to hell.
The poor girl then proceeded to shower him down, strip the bed, apologise profusely, and leave in what could only have been the most degrading walk of shame of her life.
No way, man. She showered him down. So he fucking stood in the bath, arms
it's all right, open. It's all right.
I just
imagine
him
don't
standing
worry.
There, arms wide like the Angel of the North, just going like, just rotating, going, you got it all off. Get me calves, get the inside of me ankle as well. Hey, I tell you what, you're never coming back here, you. After I played them songs you wanted us to play earlier on as well. 4 times I played Arctic Monkeys for you, you slag. You've shot out hours. Is that the thanks I get?
And you use me free drinks coupon for the night. Shocking. So she showered him down.
Oh, Jesus.
He never saw her again, which
never,
is probably
never
for
in
the
world.
Best. However,
probably fucking emigrated the
poor lad. Well, she's the girl who's wrote this, but devastatingly, God. That means that to this day, this poor girl thinks that she sharted all over the DJ from Zodiac on a one-night stand.
Rosie, she might be listening.
Well, I hope, yeah. Well, young this lady. Is why, this is Gemma who's wrote this in, and she's basically hoping that she's listening and she can stop seeing the therapist.
Can I just, back in the day of radio shows, TV shows, there's like amazing stories of like, you know, me long lost brother or whatever, I hope they you know, during the war, we got sent to one place and me brother got sent somewhere else and we never saw each other again. You know, I hope they're listening. Ours is. if you're listening in the probably early 2000s, if you're the person who thinks that you sharted all over the DJ from Zodiac, you didn't. He was lying. It was his shit off the monkey kebab he had. Thanks for listening.
Should we put out like a thing on Twitter or something? Like, do you know... You know, on Strictly this weekend.
Find the Zodiac shorter.
Can you, when you go at the judges table, 10 million people are watching, can you just say, guys, who is it out there who thinks the shit over the Zodiac?
Imagine that. I finished my dance. Tesco's coming out. Craig, what do you think of that? 2 seconds, Craig. Anyone watching, if you think you sharted on the Zodiac DJ, the DJ from Zodiac in the early 2000s, late 90s, it wasn't you, it was his shot.
Listen,
it was
it's
his
all
shot.
Right.
Sorry, Craig, what were you about to say about me tango? Someone told me a story the other day about one night stand.
Okay.
And I haven't told you this. I don't want to say his name. But it's a mate of mine who I was talking to recently.
Do I know him?
Yeah. And he said he was he had a girl come round his house and stay one night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was Tinder. They definitely hadn't met on a night out. It was like Tinder. I think she came round and they had maybe a takeaway or something and watched some telly or whatever. And she stayed.
Right.
Netflix and chill kind
of
crap.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And he said he woke up at about 3 a.m.
Mm.
She was gone. He'd heard her go to the bathroom. And he hadn't heard her come out of it,
mm-hmm.
right? He looked to see where she was. She wasn't anywhere to be seen. She'd left the flat. And he went into the bathroom and he opened the toilet lid and there was just a massive turd in the toilet.
Oh, no.
And he said, his toilet's really hard to flush.
Oh, no.
So instead of shouting through, how do you flush your toilet? She had a shit in the middle of the night, realised she couldn't flush it, got all her clothes on and ran away.
That's what I would have done. Was it me?
Considering it was a couple of months ago. No.
Oh, right, okay. That's a story of my life, that is. I've never done that before, but it's something that I've had a whole poos in.
Yeah.
At the beginning bit.
Yeah.
Isn't there the story that, I don't know whether it was like an old wives' tales or like a full-on story of when somebody had a poo and they'd been left, it was a girl had a poo, but the guy who she had a one-night stand with had gone to work and he was like, just let yourself out when you're ready, blah, blah, blah. The chain wouldn't flush. So they had to put it in a carrier bag, but then they forgot about it and left, shut the door behind them, and had left the poo in a carrier bag on the table.
Oh, no.
That's a Is true like story. Urban, I think it's like an thing. Urban myth thing.
That's very good.
But yeah, that would happen to me. That would totally happen to me.
Yeah, that would definitely happen
babadoo,
to me.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Got another one night stand here. Hi, Rosie and Chris. So I've been talking to this guy for a little while. I knew him from school, but we hadn't seen each other in years, as now he works away. Mm. The messages were getting very straight at the point, if you know what I mean, which suited me fine.
Saucy.
Well, listen, suited me fine because I'm really busy and I find dating and beating around the bush quite tedious.
Oh, fair enough.
So, yeah, why not? Independent lady. I decided it would be worth a meetup when he was next home to see if he lived up to the hype. Looking back, that was my first mistake.
Oh.
Nothing ever lives up to the hype.
No.
But I digress. We hadn't spoke for a while when he randomly popped me a message asking if I was busy as he was at home. I wasn't busy, so I invited him over for a nightcap. Now, I won't go into full detail, but let's just say where some light choking can be quite sexy, being turned blue is not, and I wasn't a fan.
What is wrong with everyone?
I don't know. So, she didn't really like it. Afterwards, I didn't want him to stay the night. I made up an excuse about why he couldn't stay, but as it was now early hours on a weekday, there were no taxis.
Good God.
He said he would walk home, as it's not that far. But me being a nice person and a bit of a worrier, I said I would drive him. It was late and dark and he might get hit by a car.
Wow.
I take him to where he has to be dropped off. So he got out of the passenger side, waved goodbye and disappeared to the left. Or so I thought. As I pulled off to the right, looking into the road, I heard a loud bang.
Shut up.
Looked up to see this man across the bonnet of my truck. I had only gone and hit him with my car.
Fucking hell.
After driving him home of fear that he would get hit on the way.
We shouldn't laugh.
He lived to see another day, bar some bruising, and it's quite funny, but at the time I was mortified.
Good God.
I guess it's not really a sex injury, but I wouldn't have been dropping him home if he hadn't nearly killed me during the act. So there you go. She ran him. Ran wow. over a one-night stand.
I think
stand.
She did it on purpose.
Do
I
you think?
Yeah, I think subconsciously she was like, get out of here.
I'm
strangling me.
No, I wouldn't do it.
I'm sorry, who tries strangling and stuff like that on a one-night stand? Come on, we've been over this before. I don't know what's
porn.
Wrong with it. Why is everyone so confident sexually? Why is everyone like, oh, yeah, it's a one-night stand. Oh, yeah, you'll be up for just pissing in me mouth. Oh, you'll be up for just getting strangled. Listen, the rule should be, beige, just whatever they say, just
Mish.
Have, yeah, just have, just do it. Number of positions if you want, move a couple of times, you're probably going to be drunk, you can keep going for a bit longer. Do what they ask you to do. Don't randomly start, that's how people get killed.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Randomly start strangling someone on a night out, what the hell's wrong with you?
I know, and sometimes God, the nicest thing about one night stands is that they might turn into something else. We had a one night stand and now we're married.
We did, I
know. Do you know what I mean? But it was lovely.
Uh-huh.
Beige as you like.
We can't call it a one-night stand because we're now married.
But it was a one-night stand.
But it wasn't because we're married now.
Yes, I know, but we didn't, like, we knew each other, but we didn't really. Right. But now, but it was, all right, okay, fair enough. One-night stand,
you know,
is
I mean?
When you don't see
you
them
can't
again.
Go, oh, you know, I only had that one crisp out of that multi-pack of crisps that I ate all in one go. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Right.
That was a terrible,
yeah, analogy really
terrible analogy.
That's why I married
Take
you.
Take it back. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
I'm writing to tell you my story. It's around 12 years later. It still makes me piss myself laughing and shake with fear.
Wow.
I travelled to Glasgow for a night out with two of my chums. We had a fair amount of drink at a party when we went to a nightclub. By this point in the night, my feet were starting to hurt. So as my two friends ordered drinks at the bar, I spotted some benches and walked over to take a seat. These benches were quite high up, so I turned round, put both hands behind me and pushed myself up to sit down. The same action as pushing yourself up to sit on a kitchen counter.
Yeah.
Alas, these were not benches, and I absolutely shit myself. In a flash, I had fallen bum first into a wheelie bin.
Get in.
My feet and hands were up above me. I folded in half like a slice of bread.
Brilliant.
And just my heels and fingers were peeking out over the top.
Fantastic.
At first, I pissed myself laughing, but then it became harder to breathe.
I love that. You know for a fact that fucking laugh was echoing in that bin.
The club was dark and nobody had come to get me out. Panic set in and I started to shout help, but the music was too loud. My friends, meanwhile, were wandering around, presuming that I had fucked off to the toilet or something. Eventually, by pure chance, my friend noticed my feet at the top of the bin. By this point, I am crying and terrified.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They find the sight of me hilarious and stand there laughing, falling over, not trying not to pee. When they manage to stop and see that I'm struggling to breathe, they tip over the bin, but my large bum had created a vacuum and I was proper stuck. It took both girls pulling on my arms and legs to eventually get me out along with a pile of rubbish.
God,
and that's
God.
From Nicola in Aberdeenshire.
Nicola, that was amazing, darling. Thank
Just to
you.
Add to this little story, right, yeah. This is what really made me put P.S. You spoke of massages on your last podcast.
Right. Oh, God, are we?
At my hen do, my friend went for a facial, but thought it was a massage, so got fully undressed and sat on the chair with her tits out.
Oh, that's like taking your kit off for the barbers.
Listen, the lady simply came in, placed a towel over her tits and did the facial.
Why did you... Rosie, oh, I think you'd get on with her, no,
I know.
I think you'd really get
I
on
laughed
with her.
So much when I read that. I
That's
swear to God.
Absolutely fantastic.
Sat there for a facial with her tits out.
Fantastic. Wow. Oh, wow. I love her. That's a great email. Oh, absolutely love her.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
Exactly. And this week it is the marvellous Sally Lindsay.
Ooh.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. It's Sally Lindsay here. Now, my question is, what do you feel about sleeping in separate bedrooms?
Ooh,
interesting question.
Relevant for us at the minute, because I'm spending a bit of time in the old spare room, aren't I?
Well, I know, because Robin keeps coming in, and you're sweating, and Robin's got a cough at the minute, and he just coughs on you. Like,
on you,
in
your
face.
In your mouth.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And I was like, look, you haven't got time to be ill, because I've employed, don't get days off, go in the spare room.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's weird, isn't it? Because I always thought, you know when you see people in separate beds and you're like, what's going on? Something bad in the marriage. Maybe it's just sensible.
Yeah. I mean, who is to say you need to sleep together in the same bed? It is weird. We've often thought that it's weird that we go upstairs to our bed together and Robin goes
into
a different
room.
Isn't
it? I don't really like it. I'd quite like it to be like olden days where everyone's just in the same room together. Do you know what I mean? Or like, good night, Bella Joe. Good night, Roseanne. But I don't know. It's that thing of, I think, when you're younger or before you're married, you think that every night people who are married go up to bed and have sex.
Yeah, they don't.
And it's like...
No.
That's like the least time we have sex, because when I go to bed, I just want to go to bed.
Yeah, 100%.
So who's having sex when they go to bed then? People are.
I think some people do. I think, I don't know, maybe.
Like,
maybe
people. So people
I mean, not our listeners, because they're all in bathrooms pissing each other's mouths
well,
and
obviously.
All kinds of disgusting shit.
But do you think married couples, so they have the day, go to work, have tea, relax, have a drink or whatever, go up to bed, wash their faces, and then have sex for like half an hour?
No, half an hour? Kidding
well, I don't
you?
Know. I don't know.
Kidding
well,
isn't you?
That's what they do on the films.
Double shift, eh?
That's what they do in the films. And then the lady puts on the man's shirt and, you know, they wake up and it's sunshine and they've got toast on trays.
Or they happen to get up in the middle of the night and go and do stuff downstairs and talk and that. And then they get up in the morning, they're absolutely not knackered and fucking fuming.
Someone's always making a hot milk on the pan and you're like, what? Oh,
in the middle of the night. Yeah. No. Ugh. When am I going to wake up and not feel just gutted at the world?
Probably when you die.
Wow.
I can't genuinely, I can't remember the last time I woke up and felt and was like, morning.
Yeah, happen. Never happens. No, never. Because if we haven't got the bairn waking up, we'll have drank the night before because we haven't got the bairn, so we'll get pissed.
And you're hungover, so it never works.
Yeah. Did you ever have any friends when you were younger whose parents slept in separate rooms?
Oh, did I? No, I didn't. I didn't know. Nah.
My mate...
Did you?
No, my mate John, his mum and dad used to sleep in separate beds in the same room.
Oh, okay.
Two single beds they had in one room. And I know a lot of older couples have... You still see that sometimes if you look on Rightmove at big old houses, always some of the rooms have got like two single beds in.
Part of us just thinks that they're being sensible.
Well, no one kicks you or fucking burps on you or sweats on you in the middle of the night.
I know, but I'm sitting here like, sensible. I do quite like sharing a bed. I do.
Love a little cuddle.
I know,
at night.
I like
it's
knowing
lovely.
That you're there and it's nice.
Yeah.
So.
Robin's in the middle, coughing on both of us.
Oh,
honestly don't like going in that spare room. I know I get a better night's sleep, but I'd rather just sleep in the. You know, in the sweat pit with you.
You cannot be poorly. You can't be poorly right now. You are already knackered and moaning. If you add a cold to that mix, I'm gonna have a nervous breakdown. So no, sorry, spare bed. I mean, I'll go in the spare bed if you want.
Can I just say, listener, in a bit that got edited out of the podcast, Rosie just looked across the table at us and said, "You genuinely look terrible." So that was tonight. That'll have been edited earlier on in a bit where we're rambling about what to talk about. But apparently I'm so knackered that I just look terrible. So
you don't look well.
No?
Nah.
Really?
You don't? What am I meant to be? I'm sorry. You don't look very well.
I got
the
most ridiculous injury that night. So I was in the spare bedroom. The radiator's been off in the spare bedroom because who's fucking putting their radiators on in all the rooms in the house that they don't even go in? What are you made of money?
Oh, moneysaver.com.
So I was in the spare room. And I had one quilt on, and then we've got that other sort of show quilt, and I put that on as well. And I felt it was really heavy, and it was like weighing my feet down. So I lifted both, I was lying on my back, and I lifted both of my legs up to make some space. And I like pulled a muscle in my back. I was like, I've just pulled a muscle in my back. Chris, how have you injured yourself? Duvet was too heavy.
Oh my Christ.
It's like the shittest way of hurting.
Can you imagine? Chronicle does a story. He's just been dancing so hard. Actually, no, that was when he lifted the duvets off his legs.
Do you know when I was doing the Charleston, I had to do a couple of cartwheels on Strictly. Yeah. I had to do a couple of cartwheels. I did a cartwheel in a corridor and I strained like a muscle in my arm. And I kept going around going, oh yeah, I've like strained a muscle in my arm. People are going, how? And I was going, I did a cartwheel in a corridor. And I can't remember who it was, but they came up and they went, maybe you should stop telling people that you've injured yourself doing cartwheels. It's a bit weird.
In the corridor.
Yeah, why don't you tell them like there was a fight or something and you like jumped in? I was like, yeah, I will do actually. It's like, how did you hurt your arm? Cartwheeling in a corridor. Because I'm five.
Episode 39, done and dusted. Thank you so much again for listening. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, we kind of believe that people listen week after week. Week after week.
Week after week. John Wick 3 on DVD now. Yeah, guys, it's genuinely awesome. We're not just saying it. Thank you so much. We love getting messages. I get a lot of love on Twitter for this podcast, and please keep it coming. It's great. It really does. It spurs what on to talk more shit in my kitchen.
Literally.
Thank you very much. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Obviously, I'm about to plug me tour. The first leg of my 2020 tour is almost completely sold out now. It's incredible. Thank you so much. I can't wait to get out the road and perform to you beautiful people. And please, obviously, vote for me and Karen this week and Strictly because next week's Blackpool, and it would be a bit fucking annoying to get voted out just before Blackpool.
Oh, you can't be going. I'm not being funny as well. It's much closer.
It is much. A bloody cracking commute.
Imagine if you didn't go to... If you were not in Blackpool,
I'd happily have it in Blackpool every week.
Oh, same.
Cracking commute.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you very much. Please vote for me and Karen when you're watching the show. And it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from the chocolate-quilted is shit a pig.
And that's me.
You're telling... Think of a noise for chocolate.
I was trying to, but I couldn't. Augusta's out
right.
The chocolate river.
Bye.
Bye. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.